Blog Talk Radio.
No.
Mokore de sheke ora de alalalala boko makade isheke oda bakase de alalalala boko bakade dia isheke ora de alalalala boko makade isheke ora de dia ababako she bakade. Oh, we thank you this morning for being with us, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Mokoshe bakaderia sheke diria lalalala mokoshe bakaderia. Sheke ore de baka. We honor your holy presence this morning, oh God. We thank you for the mokoshe, your holy presence. We honor you this morning, oh God. Mokoshe bakaderia sheke diria de baka sheke diria. Oh, my God, teach us your ways, oh God, more of your ways, more of you. We honor you, Makoshe. We honor your holy presence in the name of Jesus. We thank you this morning, Father God, that you watched over us all night. Makoshe, you woke us up this morning. Makoshe, you prepared a way for us in the name of Jesus. Lead us in the way, your way, in the name of Jesus. We grab a hold of your way, and we are led by your Holy Spirit every day, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we don't know the way, but you are the way, the truth, and the life, and we are depending upon you to lead us. You are the shepherd of shepherds, oh God. And we say, have your way this morning on Bible Story Land, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You are the great and mighty King. You are the great and mighty God. And we call upon you, oh God. We call upon you, the great and mighty Lord, the great and mighty King. You are an awesome God. Nobody can compare to how great you are. Forgive us, Lord, for things in us that's not like you, when we've said or done things that's not according to your will, when we thought things that's not according to your will, in the name of Jesus, forgive us, O God, even those little foxes that spoil our vine, O God, in the name of Jesus, create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit on a daily basis, O God. We come to give you glory and praise this morning that is due unto your holy name, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just thank you this morning that you are the great God. Oh, you are all glorious, all powerful, Father God. Father, release your glory, glorious power against our enemies, O God. Your enemies are our enemies, O God. Let the power and the might be released from your hand, O God. Scatter the enemy by your power, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Mokoshe Baka, rule over your enemies through your power, O God. Mokoshe Baka De, Eshike Odididia, cover us by your precious blood, O God. In the name of Jesus, let the power of your anger be released against the powers of darkness. We release the power and authority of the Lord against all demons. Mokoshe, we encounter in the name of Jesus. We are delivered from the power of Satan unto God. Mokoshe bakade sheke odididia. Mokoshe, divide the sea and destroy marine spirits through your power, O God. We honor your holy presence this morning, O God. Have your way on Bible Story Land this morning, O God. We thank you that we are strong in you and the power of your might, O God. Cause the powers of darkness to submit to your power, Father God. In the name of Jesus, Mokoshe Bakade, Esheke Oredididia, display your awesome power, Mokoshe, on Bible Story Land this morning that we might believe in a greater way. Release your power and healing and deliverance on Bible Story Land this morning, O God. Have your way, have your way. We surrender all to you. Everything in us, we surrender to you, O God. Let us be amazed by your power. Let your power be released through your apostles, O God. Mokoshe Baka, let signs, wonders, and miracles be released. Mokoshe, through the power of your Holy Spirit this morning, O God. In the name of Jesus, let us preach and teach with demonstration of the Spirit and power. Let your power work in us, O God. Release your powerful angels on our behalf to fight the battles in heavens. Mokoshe ba kade shekeo de debaka. Release the power of Elijah through your prophets, O God. Let us be willing in the day, Mokoshe, of your power. Mokoshe baka. We submit all to you, Father God. Have your way this morning on Bible Storyland, O God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we can serve you, the Most High God, and that you are the only true and living God. So we bless you this morning, Father God. Father, you are good and greatly to be praised. We serve the King of Kings. He is the Lord God Almighty. He is Jehovah. Whatever we need, he is Jehovah. He is the great and mighty I Am. If you need salvation, he is Jehovah Yahweh, God, a divine God of salvation. If we need sanctification, he is Jehovah Mekadeshim, the Lord, our sanctifier, in the name of Jesus. If we need a shepherd, he is Jehovah Roha, the Lord, our shepherd. If we need his presence, he is Jehovah Shema, the Lord who is present. If we need healing, he is the Lord, our healer, in the name of Jesus. If we need righteousness, he is Jehovah Tsidkenu, the Lord, our righteousness. Whatever we need, he is there for us. Whatever we need, he is there for us. If we need provisions, he is Jehovah Jireh, a mighty provider. In the name of Jesus, we serve a great God. We are truly grateful to him for all that he does, and especially for who he is. He is El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one, the God of the mountains, God Almighty. You know, we are so fortunate that our God chose us. He is a righteous and a holy God. He didn't even have to create us, especially in his image. He didn't have to choose us. He could have chosen a tree. He could have chosen an animal. He could have chosen anything to worship him and praise him and to give him all the glory. So we are fortunate that he chose us, his people. He chose us. We are chosen people, chosen, handpicked by God. He is the God. He can do anything he wants. I'm so glad that he chose us. He called us to be his children. He called us out of sin to live righteous before him. You know those things that we were doing against him, even when we didn't know we were going against him. You know, we were birthed into sin in our mother's belly. So when we come to the knowledge, we have to say, Lord, I choose you as Savior. I choose you as Lord. Lord, forgive me for everything I've done against you. We have to be obedient. He said obedience is better than sacrifice. We serve a holy God. We don't serve somebody on a corner. We don't serve a preacher. We don't serve the apostles. We don't serve the pastors. We serve God, and they are under him. So we serve the Most High God. We are grateful that he chose us, that he called us to be his children. 1 Corinthians 13 says, we can give all our goods to feed the poor. We can give our bodies to be burned and have not love, which is charity. It profits us nothing. What good is it going to do us? The marks of love are long-suffering. You know, we don't like that word, long-suffering, but look at how long God suffered for us. A long time he suffered for us. He waits on us to say, Lord, I choose you as my Lord. The marks of love is long-suffering, kindness, humility. It isn't arrogant. It isn't jealous. It isn't rude. It doesn't keep track of wrongdoings. You know, sometimes we say, yeah, they did this to me. They did that to me. We don't need to keep track of it. We need to forgive quickly. Sometimes we need to go to somebody and say, listen, you offended me. What you said offended me. It hurt me to my heart. And it's up to them whether they want to apologize or not. They don't have to, but it's up to them. But as long as we keep ourselves straight, the Lord said to me one time, don't you worry about how people treat you. I'm concerned about how you treat other people. So he called me on my stuff. He called me on my wrong thinking. He said, I'm concerned about how you treat other people, not by how they treat you. You keep yourself right before me. So I had to repent and say, God, I forgive me for holding things in my heart against others. I don't want to be like that. So I'm glad that the Most High God brought it to my attention so I could ask forgiveness and move on from all of that mess that was keeping me stuck, keeping me sick, keeping me in bondage. So I let go of it. Even today, Lord God, anything that I'm holding, anything that's not like you, forgive me, oh God. So you know what? We have to just keep on loving one another. That's how God does. You know when we stab God in the back, when we do wrong? Yeah, that's stabbing him in the back. When we crucify him again, we have to go to him and say, Lord, I crucified you today unintentionally. I was disobedient. Forgive me, Father God. Don't you know he'll forgive us right away and forget about it? If we bring it up to him again, he won't even know what we're talking about. It doesn't, love doesn't think about itself. It is not irritable. It doesn't keep track of wrongs. It is not happy when injustice is done. But love is happy with the truth. Love never stops being patient. Love never stops believing, never stops hoping. Love does not give up. You know, we are so blessed because if God had given up on us, and he could have for all the wrong we did against him, he could have, but he never gave up. He's long-suffering. He's still holding out his arms to those who have not been saved and those of us who backslid, and he's holding out his arms, just like the prodigal father who held out his arms for his son to come back. And don't you know he's not going to condemn us when we come back? He's going to open his arms to us. It's up to us to ask forgiveness. So I thank God for each of you this morning being on Bible Story Land. You are a blessing to us, and we just honor the Most High God for each of you. So this morning we have a mighty woman of God from Houston, Texas. She is blessed with a musical talent, and I thank God for her faithfulness to him most of all and to us on Bible Story Land. Good morning, Karen Nitell. How are you this morning?
I am doing good.
Amen, amen. So what are you going to play for us this morning?
I am going to do Holy, Holy, Holy.
Amen, because our God is holy. All right, go ahead. Let God have his way. Because he is a holy God. Holy, holy is our God. So thank you this morning, Sister Karen. Beautiful as usual. Well, we have another mighty woman of God on with us. She is from Jacksonville, Florida. She is gifted with the song of the Lord. She has a powerful voice that God has given her. Her name is Jackie Travis. Good morning, Jackie. Sorry, I didn't even realize Karen was still playing. I didn't even hear. Hold on.
Okay. Trinity. Keep going in and out.
Yeah, I just couldn't hear it. I hear it.
I'm going in
and
out.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
All right, we appreciate it. That was beautiful. That is one of my favorite songs because, you know, God is a holy God, So we thank God for Travis this morning being on with us, a great mighty woman, gifted with the songs of praise unto God. How you doing, Jackie?
Oh, I'm got a little cold, but I'm still going to be all right.
Amen, amen, amen. God wish above all things that we be in good health. So I bless you with good health this morning.
Oh, thank God. Even though I got a cold, I'm still going to keep flowing.
Amen. What you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to fly away.
All right. We'll fly away someday.
Amen, amen. Morning, when this life is over, I'm gonna fly away. I'm gonna fly away to a land where joy should never end. Lord, I'm gonna fly away. I'm gonna fly away. Oh, and ever since I found Christ, there's been something in my life makes me feel like flying away to be at rest. Sometimes I get low, and in the morning I rise. Something moves before my eyes, makes me feel like flying away, makes me feel like flying away, makes me feel like flying away to be at rest. Lord, just a few more weary days and then, Lord, I'm gonna fly away. I'm gonna fly away. Well, Jesus said we all have to die. Hallelujah, by and by. Lord, I'm gonna fly away. And I'm gonna fly away. Oh, and ever since I found Christ, there's been something in my life makes me feel like flying away to be at rest. Sometimes I get lonely in the morning when I rise. Something moves before my eyes, makes me feel like flying away, makes me feel like flying away, makes me feel like flying away to be at rest. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, we're going to away by and by. Since we found the Lord, we are not the same. And if we are the same, we didn't find him. You know, if we still got mess going on, we haven't quite found him yet, but we're going to find the Lord. And, you know, when we call, he said, if we call upon him, he's going to answer us. If we draw close to him, he's going to draw close to us. Well, we are truly blessed this morning. God himself honors his word above his name. The word of God is true, and this mighty woman of God honors God with the words and speaks the truth in love. The Spirit of the Lord is upon her. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon her. The Lord has anointed her to preach good tidings to the meek. He sent her to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and to open prison to them that are bound. We are so glad to have Pastor Josie back with us again. Good morning, Pastor Josie.
Good morning, Pastor G. God bless you.
God bless you.
For
how
this
you doing
new
this
year
morning?
That we have stepped over into this new year.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. How's the weather in New Orleans this morning?
It's wonderful. It feels like it's like 70 degrees outside.
Woo, hallelujah. I love that kind of weather. All right, you ready to bring the word this morning?
Okay, Pastor, God bless you, bless you, bless you. I'd like to give God all praise and glory for this morning. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, and I know that there's a lot of warfare that's going on because I heard in the spirit realm what was happening, the enemy is not happy about God's people going forth. Oh, but I thank God that he has given us the keys to the kingdom today, and we can walk in dominion and power. And I just thank God. Father, we just want to say thank you for this morning, God. I just thank you for your love, your grace, Father. I thank you, Lord, that you just love us with an unconditional love. Father, that you allow us, Father God, to be here like right now, Father, and that we walk in faith now. now. Lord, I thank you, Lord, that you open our ears and open our hearts that we can hear a word from you, Father. We give you praise and glory, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. Pastor G, if it's okay, I'd like to sound my shofar.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord. We just welcome the presence of the Holy Spirit in this place, because in the spirit realm there's no distance. And I just thank God. I just thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I just thank God for what he's doing. I was reading a scripture in Matthew 11:2, and I think it talked about, and the violent take it by force. And I was reading another scripture, and it talked about the woman at the cross that was receiving the crumbs from the table of Jesus, and how she even says, she says, I'm not a dog. She says, why should I have to eat these crumbs? And what she began to do, she began to get God, Jesus' attention. And that's what we need to do. We need to, in the spirit realm, the violent take it by force. And rightfully, God wants us to begin to walk in prosperity, walk in health, walk in divine. You see, this new year that we have entered in is such an awesome year. God does not want us to walk in fear. I just want you to know that God is getting ready to align everything up. Things are going to be in order, not only in government, but in the house, in the pulpit, in the communities. Things are aligning up, and the devil is being exposed. Hallelujah. I want you to know that there are going to be unusual demonstration of the manifestation. And even, too, I thought about the prodigal son and how the prodigal son, how this boy wanted his money, and he went out and he spent all the money and found himself with nothing and found himself in a pig pen, and he came to his senses. But the good thing is that he came to his senses, and I decree and declare today that many people are going to come to their senses and come back and reverence the things of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just believe that God wants us not to walk in fear, but he wants us to focus. He wants us to have a faith focus on him. And as we begin to look at even as this year begin to, to live out the days, and God wants us to begin to spend particular time in the presence of God and entering into that holy of holy, because this is when he began to, if I can say, download into you what it is, your directions for that day. This is why it is so important to get up early in the morning and do warfare and spend time with the Lord. Hallelujah. And I feel led to say that as Pastor G was praying, and I heard that sound of the enemy. Ha ha. But I want you to know, God is no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And that there are many that are partaking of this broadcast, but they're not laboring. There's many that come to the plate to eat, but they're not laboring in prayer. And this is time that God wants to raise up intercessors. Hallelujah. Many people want to be blessed to receive the word of God, the revelation of the word of God in their lives and their families, but they're not willing to labor. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I want you to know, oh, we need to call on the name of Jesus. Huh? Hallelujah, because he's a God that he will do the impossible. In this year 2012, I want you to know that he's a God. He says that I'm your anchor in time of trouble. He says I'm your anchor in time of trouble. He says to stand steadfast, immovable, to stay in faith, to stay in faith. Do not compromise. I want you to know many out there are compromising. I want you to know that we are shifting into a position of authority that God has given us, delegated authority. He says, I want you to take dominion. He says, you can start at your house, and then you can go out. He says, I want you to begin to speak the word. And I think about in the army. Huh? I've never been in the army, but I think about, I've got combat boots here. and I've got a military outfit, but I can imagine if I had a rifle, it would go boom, boom, boom. God wants us to take that word of God and shoot it out just like a rifle, just like the bullets go out in the airway, and it penetrates the airway. It changes the atmosphere. Oh, hallelujah. See, God is shifting some things. God, right now, and we, my prayer is that God begin to send out a modern-day Moses, a modern-day Elijah, and daughters and sons of the Most High, midwives to begin to birth, hallelujah. Oh, we have a lot of babies that are in incubators, but this is the time for us not to compromise. And I see people all around me compromising. I want you to know also, people are watching. People are watching you. People are watching all of us, because if they don't see Jesus themselves, they see Jesus in you. And whatever it is that you do that may be wrong or may be right, they are recording it in their subconscious mind. They're recording it. See, people are watching. Just for Christmas, we had a couple came in, and that couple came in to just take or to try to receive, pick up stuff, and I had to take stuff out of this lady's hand. And make a long story short, I led all of them into a sinner's prayer when we had our service. And I remember this guy, 42 years old, he put his head down, and about 3 or 4 days ago, I got a call saying they found him dead in the house. But have you given somebody an opportunity to receive Jesus when you meet people out there? This is a crucial time. You know, you can have the track ministry. You don't have to say anything. Many of us are so afraid to open up our mouths and share the Lord Jesus because the world does not want us to. Now, I have a lady that works at a gas station at night. She told me yesterday she just resigned her job, and she makes good money because that Shell station decided to sell hard liquor. Hard liquor. She says, I am not going to sell hard liquor. I'm not going to do it. She says, I'm going to trust the Lord. Hallelujah. Now I have another lady that's a pastor lady that has a church here, and she said to me, she said, would you like to come in and be part with me with this situation to run a concession stand over there at the Superdome? And she says, well, they'll give the ministry a certain portion of money. Now, I want you to know there's a lot of ministries that have need, because I listen to people all the time and talk about the need and how they've been waiting and you know, just the, but God has kept them. I know God has kept us. By the grace of God, he has kept us. And I don't go out asking for nothing. The favor of the Lord is going to bring it to you. Hallelujah. And this lady began to ask me, would I like to partake to be a part of that? And I said, no, thank you. And what was happening was she has to sell beer. I'm not selling no beer, and I'm not going to compromise, just like the lady decides she's not going to sell no alcohol. She quit her job, and then her bishop said, what do you mean? He chewed her out. What do you mean you quit your job? What you going to do about money? See, because she's a tither, and she blesses the bishop. Hallelujah. But the bishop was all about greed himself. If I can tell you some stories about that, I'm going to leave that alone. But I want you to know that God today, he wants us to begin to decree and declare. Hallelujah. And he will give us the strategy over each situation. You see, because he has called us. To some of us, it's an impossible task as we begin to walk and line up with the mighty word of God. In the morning, we should get up and praise the Lord. Oh, magnify the Lord and let us exalt his name. Psalms 34:3. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Oh, there's such an anointing we can enter into his presence. Hallelujah. I bless your name, the creator of heaven and earth. I bless your name, El Shaddai, the Lord God Almighty, a blessing. I bless your name, oh Father. I thank you, are Jehovah Jireh. You're the one that sees my needs. You're the one that sees our needs and provides for them. Oh, holy is your name. I bless your name. Oh, hallelujah. Jehovah Sikkenu, the Lord, our sanctifier. He has set us apart. That's right. Bless your name, Father God. We thank you that you're the captain and commander in chief. Bless your name. Oh, hallelujah. Jehovah Sitkanu, you are my victory, my banner, my standard. Your banner over me is love, and I walk in love. And in the name of Jesus, we walk in love. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, oh, you will lift up a standard against him in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you cause our eyes, God, to function in the 2020 vision of correct insight, understanding, interpretation, Father God. God, give us clarity of this movement, this next movement, Father God, movement of God, God, as we go out into this new year, this 2012. Oh, Father God, we give you praise, Lord. Give us understanding. Give us might. Give us counsel, God. Oh, God, just I put a guard over our mouth, God. When we begin to speak the word of God, God, give us clarity of thought, Father God. Give us seers, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you're raising up watchmen on the wall, Father. We thank you, God, Lord, that we can speak out and we can decree blessings upon each other, Father God. I thank you, Father, that we are filled with the Holy Ghost and with power, that you've given us the dunamis power, and that we're delivered from powers of darkness, and that we're translated in the kingdom of God, and that we are hidden in the secret place of the Most High. Father, I thank you, Father, that we are overcomer. I ask you today, all of our listeners today on the radio, who are you today? You've got to make that clear. You've got to make that clear. Hallelujah. I was reading something about it's called the I factor. What's the I factor when I ask you who you are? What are you going to say? I'm a school teacher. What are you going to say? I'm the president. What are you going to say? I'm a CEO of my company. If I ask you today, who are you? I work with children. Who are you? I'm not talking about what you do. I'm talking about who are you in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. See, because there's too many lost souls out there. God needs, he has need of you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I want you to know that God is an awesome God. He knows where you are. He says that he will strengthen you in time of trouble. He said, I will be your strength in the days to come. He says, I am the Lord, your deliverer, and I have already come and set you free. It is not that which I will yet do, but I say I have done that which I have promised and that which I have spoken in my word, God says. He says, do my word, speak my word. The price has already been paid. The victory has been won, and you are redeemed. You're redeemed from the curse of the law. You're redeemed from the enemy because I've done the work and paid the price. And I say, children, as you begin to look toward the future, look toward the future in hope, not despair, not discouragement. Hallelujah. Not with your head hung down. Not singing that song, somebody done done me some wrong song. Look toward the future without fear. Look toward the future without dread, because I have settled the future, says the Lord. I've settled the future. That's right. Your future, hallelujah, says the Lord, that it is in me that you live and move and that you will walk out your course. And as you trust me, said the Lord, I will be there, and I will lead you every step of the way. For I say, said the Lord, he said, I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you, Pastor G. I'll never leave you, huh, Sister Karen. I say, I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. For I say, stand strong. Stand in faith. Be not a doubter, but live in faith, believing that I will walk in your heart, in your life. Hallelujah. Your life is not your own. Hallelujah. In time of trouble, he says, I'm your anchor. In time of trouble, I am your steadfast. In time of trouble, you stay. You stand immovable. Stand. Having done all, stand. Evil days, yes, are upon the land. And I have warned many of you, many things are gonna come through. I have warned you of many things through my word, and I say unto you today, let not your heart be troubled, neither let them be afraid, and know that those things that I have planned and I have purpose that they are yes and amen, and surely there is judgment in this earth, for it is a time of judging those things which have been even as strong towers in the earth. I decree and declare unto you today in the same time that it is an hour of manifestation of my glory. You will see unusual demonstrations. Hallelujah. You will see signs and wonders and miracles. You will see, huh, in the name of Jesus, I'm raising up a remnant of a people. You will see manifestation of my glory unto those that will look upon me and heed unto the things of my spirit. And I declare today that it is surely your hour, listen to this, it is surely your day, and you shall cry out for the manifestation of my glory. You've cried out to be used, and you've cried out to see signs and wonders and miracles. But know this, hallelujah, that it is in the time of trouble, that it's in the time of trouble that you will see the greatest glory, said the Lord. Walk softly before me, said the Lord. Go in the way that I've called you, and be led by my spirit, and you will not be overcome with the enemy of the day. Neither will you be destitute and not know the way that I will cause you to hear, to understand that which I'm speaking and that which I'm doing in the land. I say, trust me today. Can I believe? Trust me today, says the Lord. I will show you the way. Let not your heart weep. Let not your heart weep. But know that it is time for the righteous to rejoice and time to lift up your voice. My manifestation, my glory will fill the earth, hallelujah, oh, as waters over the sea. And I declare unto you that you will see my glory, you will feel my power, and you will know that I have come to give life in this hour. I say to you, trust me, and I, hallelujah, I lean not to your own understanding. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, this is a time that God is speaking to us. He says that Jesus is altogether lovely. God says he's going to put a song in your heart. I remember that song. He says, I can't stop praising his name. I just can't stop praising his name, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory, God. I just believe that God is releasing in this hour into the atmosphere and just an anointing, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we remind principality powers and every familiar spirit, hallelujah, that have no right to touch your life in any way, and that we are in covenant with God, and we are hidden in him within the secret place of the Most High God, under the shadow of the Almighty God. He's our refuge and fortress. Oh, we put our trust in him. Father, I thank you, Lord, Father, that you're placing the anointing of a warrior upon us, God, in the name of Jesus, and every domain and system, ah, hallelujah, that you have assigned us, Father God, oh, Father God, oh, God, that we take authority in Jesus' name of every demonic squatters in Jesus' name in the land, and I command it to go in Jesus' name. I break every curse in Jesus' name right now, every generational bloodline inherited curse in Jesus' name, and I decree today that we are more than conquerors. We are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you strengthen the hedge of protection around our life, our family, our possession, our family, our friends, associates, and our ministry. Father, thank you, Lord. Just grant to us, God, the ability that we can clearly hear from you, God. Give us insight, Father. God, give us witty ideas, God. Give us creative inventions, God. Open up our ears, God. Oh, Father God, and let your word inspire us to righteousness, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you open our ears, God. And, Father God, that you begin to clearly, oh, Father God, that we transmit to us where we should go, God. In the name of Jesus, and as I begin to close, I just speak a blessing upon each one in this 2012. I speak a blessing to your family that you walk in divine health. Hallelujah, that God is aligning everything up, and that, hallelujah, even to the platform that he has given each and every one of you to begin to declare what thus said the Lord and the word of the Lord. I speak a blessing of favor right now in Jesus' name, and that I speak a blessing right now that Almighty God will bless the works of your hand, and that, and provide, he'll provide opportunities for you to get jobs, those that need a job, those that need advancement, and that he's the one that gives raises and bonuses, and he's the one that gives wisdom. We decree and declare right now blessing upon you, that you walk in wisdom, divine help, and Jesus, prosperity in Jesus' name, clarity of sight and understanding in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you even give us dreams and visions, God. Refresh the vision that you've given us, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the gifts that we stir up, the gift that you've given us, God. We thank you, Father God. We just decree and declare, Father, a blessing, Father, those that want real estate, Father God, favor with our creditors. Real estate, Father, we are debt-free right now. Our bills are paid off, our houses paid off, our cars paid off. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, open up a door for those that want to travel, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that we are hidden in secret place of the Most High. We just bless you, Father God. We thank you. And we thank you, Lord, that we are overtaken with blessings, that we are blessed to achieve, Father God, what it is that you've called us to. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. We're blessed to achieve fruitfulness in all areas. We bless in daily provision. We're blessed with victory. We walk in victory. We don't walk by sight. Oh, we speak the word of God. We thank you, Lord, that we're blessing our finances economically. We are blessed, Father, with relationship with our families, our children. God, I lift up that young man that's right now en route to his mother's house. His mother's gone on to be with the Lord, and I pray comfort for the family. I pray that you strengthen them and comfort them in the mighty name of Jesus. We cover them with the blood of Jesus. Father God, I lift up the family. I got a call in the wee hours of this morning of a 11-year-old girl just got shot in the head. Now, God, and she's still at the hospital, Father. And, Lord, I'm asking that you just work a miracle. We take authority over the spirit of death, and we speak life to this child in Jesus' name. God, I thank you, Lord, that you're going to begin to arrest some of these people with these guns running around here. Arrest the spirit of drugs in Jesus' name, addiction in Jesus' name, this perverseness, this spirit. Father God, we just cast down, we break the curse right now over the city of Louisiana, right? And we decree and declare, we said that, Father God, give them an unsatisfied hunger for the word of God, Father. They want the things of the Lord, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're giving us a delegated authority as a believer, Father God. Thank you, Father, that we walk in divine health. We walk in clarity of sight. We thank you, Father, for what you're doing this new year, God, that we begin to invade darkness with light. Thank you, Father God. Father God, it is not, we know it's not church as usual, God. We ask that you put us out, Father God. You said to go out and compel them to come, Lord. And I thank you, Father God, that you're doing, even with this election, Father God, oh, Father God, that Father God, you are the one that's in charge of this, Father. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Father God. Oh, Lord, hallelujah, God. Father, we thank you for the government, Lord, for this year. Lord, that you begin to put righteous people in standing, Father. Justice and righteousness are the foundation, Father God. Oh, Father God, that even in the courthouse, the policemen, the doctors, the lawyers, the nurses, Father, in every area, we ask that you thrust your people out, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise and glory and glory. We praise you, Father. We thank you, Father God. Oh, Father God, we know that you're calling the church to come out. Oh, and to live, hallelujah, to come out and see the vision, Father God, that you've given to them, that it's time to see the value of your son in the church, God, in this year. God, we just thank you, Lord, for this year, God, for the visitation, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And right now, as I close, we just right now, we claim a spirit of reverence, the fear of the Lord. I claim a spirit of humility, the willingness to submit, purity, a desire to be clean, purpose, the wisdom, holy to set goals. We just claim a spirit of simplicity, commitment, diligence, the willingness to work hard, servanthood. We're not going to compromise no more. No more compromise. Lord, I ask you, bless that lady, Pastor Phil, is the one that stood up and says, no more. I'm not selling no more liquor. No more. And I'm going to trust the Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, we lift up the other lady that decided that she was going to sell our liquor. Now, God, I ask that you touch her heart, God, and that you can use her right where she's at, Father. Open up her eyes, God. Open up her eyes. Enlighten her eyes so that she would know the hope of the calling and the calling that she has on her life through you. We just right now reclaim the spirit of holiness, maturity, tenderness, compassion, love in action, sensitivity, tenderness of heart, God. Give us a tenderness of heart, God, our loyalty, God. Oh, God, that you can trust us, availability, a readiness to go, Father God, that we're not selfish people. It's not all about us, and I bind the spirit of pride, assurance, and wisdom to make the right decision, consistency, the quality of faithfulness. We thank you, Father. We give you praise. We praise you, Lord. We seal this broadcast with the blood of Jesus. And we say no weapon from against us shall prosper. And I cover our mind with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Amen. Whew, what a powerful word straight from the throne room. Whew, I just thank God. That was a mighty word. Whew, that was an awesome word. I tell you, when I say let God use you, he used you mightily. You know, I thank God that he put a word in you, mighty woman of God. And I thank you for sounding the shofar. And, you know, we do have to take it. The violent do have to take it by force. You know, that's how the apostles were. They went in, they took it by force, not in physicalness, but in the spirit. So when we come to a level in God where we know how to take it by the spirit, by force, that means getting on our knees, interceding before God. Lord, have your way. Lord, we can decree and declare that God do these things in the earth. And don't you know he'll move? He not telling us, you know, like Peter took the ear off with the sword. No, he not telling us to do it like that. He's telling us to do it in the spirit realm, to call on him, to intercede, to do warfare. So as she was speaking, you know, God was just moving so mightily. I thank God so much for you, Pastor Josie Phillips, and just yielding to the Spirit of God, because he moved you mightily. And I thank God for him allowing you to bring forth the spirit of reverence to God and a servant, and for us to be servants of the Most High God. You know, many times, I know I was brought up sitting on a bench for years. I didn't know I was supposed to be doing this or that for the Lord. But I thank God that he opened up my eyes when I said, Lord, yes, must be more of you than this or that that I'm doing. And he showed me, because I was seeking him. He said, if you seek me with all your heart, you'll find him. So I thank God, Pastor Phillips, for you bringing the word this morning. It was a mighty word, a powerful word, straight from the throne room. And it was such a prophetic word. I thank God for the prophet in you. So God bless you, woman of God. And we look forward to always, whenever you want, just let us know. Here I am. I'm here.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. God bless you.
God bless you, too. All right, as we continue on this morning, I want to decree and declare for the senior citizens. You know, as I said before, it's Senior Citizens Day today. And I decree and declare that the aged men and women of God in the Lord shall receive honor. You know, today's time, it's just so much disrespect in the land. So I say that the aged men and women of God shall receive honor. I decree and declare that the hoary-headed people shall fear God, for he is Lord. I know so many older people that don't even know how to call on God. They don't even know to say, Lord, have mercy. Lord, I need you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I'm grateful that you allow me to get gray hair on my head. Lord, I thank you that you allow me to grow in you. It's not just about getting gray hair, but it's about growing in God, in knowledge, in understanding, in his ways. You know, we can just wither and die when we don't call on the name of the Lord. We wither and die spiritually on the inside. We're dead. But God said, you know what? He wants us to come back to our first love. He should be our first love. We should honor him. So I decree and declare that the gray-headed people that are called by his name shall fear him for he is God. I decree and declare that the elderly and God shall trust him, and they shall walk in divine health and healing. You know, many times we put our trust in the doctor. Oh, you know, I went to the doctor. He did this, he did that, he did this. What did God do? What did God do for you? Don't you know it's not the medication that does anything for you? It's God. It's when God touches your body. It's when God heals you. God is a divine healer, not the doctor. He is a healer. We got to call on God. We got to stop taking this and taking that and say, oh, yeah, if I take this, it's going to heal me. No, no, no. God is a healer. He is our healer. I decree and declare that our elderly are safe, protected, and provided for as never before. As never before. I decree and declare that the elderly that are after God's own heart have all their needs met. You know, those that are running into his presence every day, getting up early in the morning, as Pastor Joseph said, and say, Father, you said if I seek you early, I'll find you. I'm looking for you. Where are you, Lord? I'm looking for you. Lord, let me find you. So when we find him, he in him is everything we need. I decree and declare that the children of the elderly will love, respect, and honor their parents. I decree and declare that the elderly are obedient to Father God, the elderly that are obedient to Father God are blessed and highly favored. Because I know some elderly that are not obedient to Father God. They don't even call on his name. They don't even acknowledge him as Lord and Savior. I decree and declare a great number of senior citizens that are not saved, those who do not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior, will be saved in 2012. They will be obedient, they will be faithful, and they will depend upon God for the rest of their lives to be their Savior, their Deliverer, and their Healer. So I decree and declare in 2012 that grows, hundreds and thousands and millions of senior citizens, those gray-headed people that don't even know him, that's still living in sin, that think they got tomorrow. Well, let me tell you, tomorrow's not coming. It's always today. If we make it to today. So I decree and declare that all those seniors, you know, I used to live downtown in a senior citizens building here in Jacksonville, Florida, and many of them, oh, I don't need God. I don't call. No, they don't call on him. But when they do need him, I mean when they truly need him, they say, Jesus, if they're able to. Many of them sometimes are taken out without even calling on him. Some of them are on their deathbed, and they're saying, Jesus. But God is faithful. When we call on him, he does hear. He does answer. Well, I want you to know this morning that I'm grateful for each of you being on with us on Bible Storyland. And Karen Attell is going to play another praise song for us. What are you going to play, Karen?
I am going to play Blessed Assurance.
All right. I love that song, Blessed Assurance. Thank you. And he is our Blessed Assurance. Thank you. Amen. Blessed assurance, purchased by God, heir of salvation, born of his spirit, and we're lost in his love. Whew, if it wasn't for the love of God. Well, I want to tell you, God is doing a new thing in 2012. Isaiah 42:9 says, behold, the former things are come to pass, and the new things do I now, new things do I now declare before they spring forth. I tell you of them. The Lord has called us to do what is right. He will guide us. He will protect us. He will appoint us as his promise to the people. We are his people, as his light to the nations. He said he will give sight to the blind, bring prisoners out of prison, and bring those who live in darkness out of the prison house. He said he is the Lord, that is his name, and his glory will not give, he will not give to another, neither his praise to graven images, to idol gods. Behold, the things I told you before have come to pass, and now new things I tell you about will come to pass. But I will tell you these things before they happen. Whatever I say will come to pass. Whatever I say will come to pass. Visit my prophets of old in the Old Testament. What I told them came to pass. What I tell you will come to pass. They will, these things that I tell you will happen. Visit me in the secret place so I can meet with you and share what's on my heart, says the Lord. Isaiah 3:19. I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and the rivers and the deserts. Remember the times you needed me? You wouldn't even see the way to get out of what you needed. I came through for you then, and I will come through for you now. But the old ways are gone. I will do a new thing suddenly. All of a sudden, seemingly out of no way. When things seem dry and dead to life, will come forth like a plant that seemingly died in the winter, but in the spring, life came. This is what will happen in your life. Yes, you thought I had forgotten you. Suddenly, life will come. Seems like nothing will happen. When it seems like nothing is happening, lots is taking place. Abundant supply, lenders and not borrowers. You have heard. See, all this will not declare it. Will I not declare it? I have showed thee new things in this time, even hidden things you did not know. Come close to me. This I have not spoken in secret. From the beginning, the time it was there, I am. And now the Lord God and his Spirit sent me. Thus saith the Lord, thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. I am the Lord thy God, which teach you to profit, which leadeth you in the way that you should go. Isaiah 65:17. Listen, I create a new heaven and a new earth. And the former shall not be remembered, nor come to mind. The new heavens and the new earth I create will cause you to forget about those things in the past. In fact, you won't even remember them. They will no longer come to your mind. I will create everything new. The old is gone forever. New, 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 new. I thank God for the new. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. So I want to ask you this morning a question. Is there anyone on here who is not saved? We offer salvation to those who are not saved. I'm not talking about those who are safe. I'm talking about those who are saved, you know, because God keeps us safe all the time. Even those who don't call on his name, he keeps us safe. But I'm talking about those who are not saved, who don't call on Jesus as their Lord and Savior. He said to us, if we confess with our mouths that Jesus is Lord and shall believe with our heart that God raised him from the dead, we shall be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture says, whosoever believeth on him should not be ashamed. So God wants us all to be saved. He don't want anybody to be lost. A lot of people say, well, he say he coming back. He don't look like he never come back. Don't trust me. If God said it, he will do it. He will come back. But he's long-suffering. He's long-suffering. He's extending his mercy to those who are not saved, even to those that are backslidden. So even if you're backslidden, you can ask the Father, Father, I ask you to forgive me for you know, backsliding, going back in you. You know, sometimes we forget about God. He said, you know, sometimes our candlesticks are gone. I read Revelations, and we don't even know it. You know, when the prophet went to David to tell him about a man who had sinned, David had backslidden so much he didn't even know it was him. And he was so hard on the person that he thought it was. When the prophet said, it's you, David repented. Read Psalm 51. He repented before God. Sometimes our eyes have grown dim from spiritual things. We don't even know sometimes that we are backslidden. When you go, you know, sometimes it's hard for us to pray, or we can't say, Abba, Father. We're backslidden. Satan has us in his grips. But when we say, Abba, Father, which art in heaven, forgive me, Lord, I've sinned against you. Don't you know he will forgive us? So is there anyone on the line who is not saved? Press 1. Okay, nobody press 1. What about any backslidden people in a backslidden condition? You don't call on God. You don't read his word. You don't study. You're not obedient to him. You don't do what he tells you to do. You know, first of all, he said the first and great commandment is to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And then to love each other like we love ourselves. We can be backslidden, you know, by not loving God, by not loving him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, by not loving. And, you know, love is obedience. It's obedience when we don't obey him. We have to obey him in every way. And, you know, daily, I don't know all of God's laws. I don't know all of his statutes. Every day I have to say, Lord, forgive me for sinning against you. You are the Most High God. You are the one who created me. You know all of your laws and statutes. Any of them are broken today. Forgive me, O God. Any way I sinned against you, forgive me, O God. I have to humble myself before the mighty hand of God. Who am I? I didn't create myself. You didn't create you. God did. And so we have to acknowledge him as Lord and Savior of our lives. So this morning, I want to say thank God for each of you. And there's a mighty woman of God on the line with us from she is from New Orleans, Louisiana, a mighty woman of God, a musician, a prayer warrior, intercessor, mighty woman of God. She's a teacher in the fivefold ministry, and her name is Gloria Dean Shiloh. Good morning, Gloria Dean.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing good, and good morning.
We are so glad you're on with us this morning.
Well, praise God. I enjoyed the message by Pastor Phillips. Praise God in the shofar. Praise God. That's what we need. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
God.
So what you going to sing and play for us this morning?
Well, I'm going to get to the phone, the piano, because it's in the other room. But
hey, we'll give you some play.
Okay.
Hello? All right, she's going to the piano this morning. But I thank God for Sister Gloria Dean. I've known her a few years, and I tell you what, she's an intercessor. She knows how to reach the throne room. She calls upon the name of the mighty God.
Praise God.
Many people. And she is a mother and a grandmother and a great grandmother. So I thank God for those anointed hands that play and anointed voice that sing.
Praise God. Can you hear me good?
Yes, I can. What are you going to sing?
He's Sweet, I Know.
He's Sweet, I Know. Okay.
Do you know that one?
I've heard it. Yes, ma'am.
Thank God for Karen.
Amen. Dean, that was awesome.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Yeah, man. Hallelujah.
Well, the truth. Amen.
Brenda Lombard, I already have you on the air. She's on with us this morning from Houston, Texas. Evangelist Brenda Lombard. Good morning, Brenda.
Good morning. Happy New Year's to you, Sister Carita.
Good. Same to you. Happy New Year's to everyone. Is your sister on with you this morning?
Yes, she is.
Well, good morning, other Sister Lombard. How are you?
Hey, Sister Carita.
All right.
I love
you. We're happy to have you on, too.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, today we're going to do things just a little different. Sister Brenda Lombard is going to take over from this minute for a few minutes. Go ahead, Sister Brenda Evangelist Brenda Lombard.
Praise God. I would like to say Happy New Year to everyone that's in our listening audience on today. May God bless you. And the Lord revealed to me through prayer that this would be a year of change. So since this is Senior Citizens Day, I would like to pray for God to bring about a change in all of our lives. Hallelujah. Father, as we come to your throne of grace, we just ask that you would change us. You give us a new mindset. An attitude of gratitude toward you, Father God. Let the senior citizens, those amongst us, hallelujah, that are saved, and even the lost, let us begin to praise you and thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for the attitude, for a new mindset, an attitude of gratitude, being grateful that you allowed us to see the age that we're living in. Whatever age we are, we thank you for it because you didn't have to do it. You found the reason within your own self to allow us to live, to be this old. Hallelujah. And let us have not only an attitude of gratitude toward God, but toward our own family, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, our neighbors, the friends, the pastors, just an attitude of gratitude because the people that do save us for us, they don't have to do it. And not obligated to do it. No one owes us anything. So we should be grateful, not only to God for his bountiful blessings, for our health and our strength and the presence of our mind and the activity of our limbs and the place that we live in and all the provisions, blessings known as well as blessings unknown that he's blessed us with, but an attitude of gratitude toward everyone that we meet. Let us begin to give our compliments, and let us begin to give our words of admiration, not only for our pastor and our church people, but for our own family friends, Father God. And Daddy God, give us a change of heart. Let us not complain so much. Let us not look upon the faults of others, because we know that a lot of older people are very grouchy. Some of the complaints that the younger folk make about older folk like me is that they're set in their ways, they're very grouchy. Father God, they complain. Lord God, don't let us complain as much, but let us look for the good in every situation. And Lord, just give us an attitude of prayer. Give us the spirit of an intercessor. Let us begin to pray more, not only for ourselves and our family, but for the political officials, for the president and his cabinet and the Congress people, the Supreme Court. Now that some of us are retired, we have more time on our hands, and so we should spend time praying and praising and worshiping God. Father God, give us the spirit of an intercessor, the spirit of a worshiper, Daddy God. And Lord, just teach us to number our days. Teach us, Father God, to reach out to other loved ones, especially the younger people, and teach us. Teach the young people, Daddy God, those of us that are saved. We know things about the Lord. We know how we got saved. We know how God blessed us with husbands and wives, Father God. We know how that God provided food for us when we had when we were turned off jobs. Sometimes we were fired from jobs or laid off, but God continued to provide food and clothing, and he continued to provide the finances that we needed, and And he taught us so many different things. Some of us went out there on jobs, and some of us were cooking as mothers and grandmothers, and we didn't have all the ingredients that we should have had. But God made a way, and look like when I ran short sometime, the food tasted better than when I had all my ingredients. We should tell the children about these things. We should tell them that God is our source. We should tell them the ways of God. So many times the children know the acts of God, but they don't understand his ways, oh God. Let us seek to bring the young people, whether they have family members or not, to church with us and teach them his ways, oh God. Lord, just let this be a year of change amongst the senior citizens. We ask for a revival. A revival, a change of heart, a different mindset for those of us that are seniors, Daddy God, an attitude of humility. Let us humble ourselves, meet the mighty hand of God, resist the devil, and then he'll flee for us. What do we mean by that? Become more obedient to God. Give us a listening ear. Let us hear you with clarity and understanding as never before as we approach the close, the evening of our lives, oh God. Open up our ears that they might be attentive to you. And let us exalt the young people to come in to get saved. Let us teach them how to hear the voice of God. Oh God, let us be lovers of the word. Let us read at least one scripture, one Bible verse a day and meditate on it and pray through it. Oh, God, change us, and conform us and transform us into the image of your dear Son. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Whew, I thank God for that awesome prayer. Yes, we do. We serve an awesome God. So I thank you, Sister Brenda Lombard. This is a year of change. Senior citizens, this is a year of change. You know, God has brought us a long way. There are many people who never got a gray hair. They left this world. Babies leave this world. Young people leave this world. I mean, they're going by the thousands, millions. They're leaving early. A lot of them are leaving early. You know, a long time ago, people lived, you know, long gray hair. But these children are leaving as children. They don't even know who God is. They ain't even had a chance to call on his name. But we have to, who are older, we got to stop and teach the children like she prayed in that prayer. We have to have an attitude of gratitude and thank God for saving us. But we can't stop there. Don't you know that there's a saying that each one save one? And that's how the word is. When we got saved, we wasn't saved just for ourselves. When Jesus came to this earth, he passed it on to his disciples. Go out into the highways and byways and tell them about me so they can be saved. You know, Jesus wasn't selfish. His apostles weren't selfish. They died telling people about Jesus. You know, we sit in our comfortable places and we just think, oh, well, everything all right, hunky-dory, ain't nothing. As she said in her prayer, we have got to get up. You know, a disciple goes out, tell people about Jesus. Even our lives, the way we live. Like Pastor Joseph said, we can't live compromising lives. Live one way, you know, out in the church and live another way in our homes or in our neighborhoods. People watch us. One of my neighbors said to me a few months back, she said, Miss Caritha, she said, I noticed you didn't go to church. She said, are you okay? I said, well, you know, I was sick. And she said, oh, why you didn't call me? You see, people watch us and we don't even know it. What is our testimony? We got to become more obedient. As Sister Brenda was saying, teach children. Have an attitude of humility. Humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God. Spend time in his holy presence. So I thank God for that awesome prayer, Sister Brenda. Is there anyone who needs specific prayer? You know, there was a young man who came on early before the show started, David Jeremiah. He's been coming on off and on for quite a while. David Emmanuel, I'm sorry. He lives here in Jacksonville.
And he came on this morning. He said that his grandmother, not his grandmother, his mother, whom we have been, hold on, Jackie, I know you're on. His grandmother, who we have been praying for in the nursing home, passed away. So he was on his way there, so we did pray for him this morning. And we want to remember him in prayer because he asked, you know, that we pray for him and his family, you know, during this crucial time. So I want to remember him in prayer. And, Jackie, you press one. Did you need prayer?
Yes. Yes, I need prayer for me and my little lady. Both of us are sick here. Keep us, just heal our bodies.
Okay,
healing.
Jackie. And what's her name?
Miss Mary Frances.
Oh, I know Mary Frances. I know Mary Frances.
No. This is a different one. I know which one you're talking about.
Oh, okay, that's just another one.
The one I work for every morning.
Okay, yeah, I was thinking, I was going to say, my God, I got to come see Mary Frances. I know her, but
yeah,
it's another one.
She's doing okay. She's doing all right.
Well, that's good. I'm going to have to call her and check on her. All right,
yes,
so David Emanuel is one of the ones we're going to pray for this morning for comfort and strength in the loss of his mom. And Aunt Mildred sends her love. She misses everybody, and she thanks you all for thinking of her.
We miss her.
Yes. I told her we miss her. So anyone else who have a request, you can press 1.
Can we pray for everyone in Cathedral? Towers, terrace, and the townhouse.
Mm-hmm. The seniors. That's a senior building, yes.
All
okay,
the
we'll
senior buildings.
People, is, you know, because a lot of them are not saved.
Exactly.
Yep. Okay. Anybody else? Prayer.
Yes. I like prayer for my daughter, Karen. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I hear you, Gloria.
Yeah.
Your daughter, Karen.
Yeah, she's taking on his beauty shop, just beginning in his beauty shop, praying for her protection and everything and more clients to come in. It's in the New Orleans area. I can't remember the street, but anyway, pray for her success in her shop.
They're going to pray for us.
Her name is Karen.
I'm sorry, Karen, are you saying something? The other Karen?
No, I was just thinking about Gloria Dean's praying for New Orleans. I'm in agreement with her on that.
Yeah,
oh, for New Orleans?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Prayer for New Orleans, okay. All right. Anybody else? All right. Brenda, you want to pray or you want me?
You can pray, Pastor Shatley.
Pray this morning.
What?
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father God, we consult you, the great and mighty I am. And truly, Father, we don't know how to pray as we should. So we ask you to lead us in prayer by your Holy Spirit, O God. Father, first of all, we come repenting before you for any way we've sinned against you. You are the Most High God. Any way, Father God, that we have not come before your holy presence, any way we've neglected you, any way, every way we've not loved you with all of our heart, soul, and strength, forgive us, O God. Create in us a clean heart, renew a right spirit within us, O God. And Father, it's truly our desire to be obedient to you, O God. Forgive us for disobedience in the name of Jesus. And Father, we just honor your holy presence this morning. Say where two or more gather in your name, you're in the midst. So we thank you for being in the midst of us. And Father, we thank you for your son, David Emanuel, who called in this morning. Because he lost his mother, O God. But
yes,
she's not lost to you, Father God. You know where she is, O God. And Father, I lift up the family in the name of Jesus, and I ask you for comfort and strength, O God. Strengthen the family as a family unit, O God. And we ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to have mercy on them. You said we are to weep with those who weep in the name of Jesus and to have joy with those who are joyful. So, Father God, we ask you in their grieving time, that their grieving time be short, O God. We ask you, Lord, to strengthen the family as a unit. Remove any confusion that may come up during the loss of a family member, Lord God. We bind up bickering. We bind up confusion. We bind up stress and tension from this family in the name of Jesus. And we loose your healing virtue to each and every family member. We loose peace to every family member, O God. We say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for you to have your way in David Emmanuel's family. And we speak strength. We speak comfort. We speak your power throughout each family member, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, to move by your spirit to help each and every family member to go through this grieving process, Father God. And I thank you that you will never leave them alone. You will never forsake them, O God. And so, Father, I thank you for being with David Emmanuel and every one of his family members. In the name of Jesus. And, Father, I just thank you for what you're going to do during this particular time in each family member, O God. And those that are not saved in this family, we ask you for salvation in the name of Jesus. And, Father, you have a purpose for everything under the heaven. So we agree with your purpose, your plan. And, Father God, I lift up Jackie and Miss Mary Frances as they are ailing in their bodies. But, Father, you are a great healer. Your healing virtue, I speak it to them right now in the name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for healing everything in their bodies. In the name of Jesus, moving out everything of their bodies that's not like you. Your word says, beloved, above all, I wish that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. So I thank you that they're prospering in health and in their soul. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, for removing colds and fevers and everything. Every symptom that the enemy sent them, we send it back to the pits of hell. In the name of Jesus. And we say, Father God, that they walk in your healing daily, Father God. Any way we've sinned against you, forgive us, O God, creating us a clean heart. In the name of Jesus, heal our bodies, O God. In the name of Jesus, even those who didn't speak healing, Father God, I send your healing virtue. You said you sent the word and healed them. So send the word and heal all of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, heal us spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally. In every way, we claim a healing for our bodies, yes. O God. Yes. And, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for everyone in Cathedral Towers that is not saved. I thank you for saving them, Father God, the elderly, the younger ones, everyone who live in the towers, the terrace, and the townhouse, even that Cathedral nursing home down the street, oh, God. Father God, there are young people nowadays in nursing homes. And many of them do not know you, do not call upon you, O God. You know their name, but they don't know you as Savior. So I ask you for salvation for them. Come, O God, come mightily, O God. Save many people in 2012, O God. Don't let them leave this world not knowing who you are, O God.
Yes, God.
In the name of Jesus, even our young people, O God, I lift them up. And I thank you, Father God, for this being a year. A great year where young people will come in the mass numbers, calling on you, humbling themselves in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you. We praise you. We bless you. And, Father, I lift up Gloria Dean's daughter, who is starting a new career in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you in the name of Jesus for her being protected as she go in, as she come out. Protected wherever she go in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for this young woman that you gave her creative idea to open up the business, Father God. And, Father God, I thank you. I pray Joshua 1:8 over her, that this book of the law shall not depart out of Karen's mouth, but she shall meditate on it day and night to observe everything that's in it, O God, that is written in your word. For then you will make her way prosperous, and then she should have good success. So I thank you for her being strong and courageous and following your word in the name of Jesus so she can have a successful business in the name of Jesus and that her clients will increase according to your will and your plan. And, Father, we lift up New Orleans. We lift up Jacksonville. We lift up Ohio. We lift up Texas. We lift up every city throughout the United States, throughout the world. In the name of Jesus, we ask for protection for people all over the world, Father God. We ask for provisions. And, Father, I come up against that spirit, that murdering spirit in the land, that's killing people that are on the street, the homeless people in that city, oh God. I heard on the news that they are targeting people who live on the street. So,
yes.
Father God, I bind up that murdering spirit, and I lose safety and protection for those people who are living on the street. I lose provisions for them in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Father God, for going in and out of every city in the name of Jesus and protecting them. Forgive us, Father God, if we have spirits like Sodom and Gomorrah. Forgive us. Forgive us. Forgive us, Father God. Clean the land up, oh God, and have mercy on us. We plead the blood of Jesus over every city in the United States, every city throughout the world. And we repent, Father God, for iniquity in the land, trespasses, sin in the land, people not doing what you want them to do. You created us for your purpose, not for our purposes. So forgive us, oh God. Bring a mass healing in the land, oh God. Forgive us, Father God. Let us come before your presence in the name of Jesus, repenting before you. Let it be a mass repentance, oh God. And we lift up our president in the name of Jesus and leaders and rulers in the fivefold ministry. We lift up our leaders for protection, that they would have good common sense, that they would have wisdom in how to come to you, that they would come to you, that they would not try to lead on their own in the name of Jesus. And I just, Father God, for a Deborah spirit upon the land, Deborah who was judged, but she consulted you. The great and mighty I am. I thank you for Jesus, Jesus, who lived on this earth, who died for us, who rose, and who's at your right hand, interceding on our behalf. So, Father, forgive us for slackness in us.
Yes.
Forgive us for backsliding in the name of Jesus. Thank you for a Holy Ghost fire up underneath every one of us, that we would get up out of our comfortable places, that we would praise your name, that we would honor you, that we would reverence you, that we would be obedient to you in the name of Jesus, that we would do what you called us to do, oh God. You called us disciples to get up and disciple people, Father God. You had 12 disciples, oh God. So teach us to move by your spirit and disciple those who you sent for us to disciple. Forgive us, Father God, when we've neglected to do what you called us to do, when we don't even think that we are supposed to do anything. Forgive us for slothful spirits in the name of Jesus. I bind up slothfulness in us, and I lose a spirit of obedience, a diligent spirit in each one of us in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for hearing our prayers and for answering our prayers. We got time for a quick testimony. One, anybody got a burning in their heart with a quick testimony?
I'd just like to say something right quick about the shofar.
Okay.
A friend of mine told me that she's listening to the a Christian program.
Yes.
And that this lady had a ear infection, a sickness in the ear. And said the Lord told this person, blow that shofar in her ear and she'll be healed. He blew that shofar in her ear and she was healed.
Woo.
So thank God for that. So that shofar is very important to our lives.
Amen, oh man.
I hope Georgia was on the line to hear it. And this is what she said, that it was on a Christian program.
Yes.
The Lord told her to blow that shofar in her ear, and she would be healed.
Yes, yes.
Amen.
Well, I just thank God for that testimony. That was awesome.
Amen.
All right. Well, I thank God for each of you today. And, Gloria Dean, would you do a closing prayer for us today?
Okay. Praise God. Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for this day because truly, God, this is the day that you made. And we are glad in it. We're going to be glad in it, Father God. We thank you. We're going to rejoice in it, Father, because we have heard your word today, God. We thank you for your word, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you bless each and every family that's represented on this line, God, in this radio land, all in the radio land, God. We ask the ones that did not call in and need to be healed, we thank you, Lord, for reaching out and healing them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for Pastor Caritha, Father, that's really being used by you, Father, used by you to do the work that you called her to do. And we just want to thank and praise you, Father, for this great day, because truly we are rejoicing in it, and we are glad in this day, God, because, God, you say in your word that you love us, and you're teaching us, and you're bringing us up. And we thank you for this word, what Jesus said. He said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man gets to the Father but through me. So we thank you, Lord, that we just get an intimate relationship with Jesus Christ, God, and that's very important. And Lord, we thank you for the program. You created this program. We thank you for it. Thank you for the servant that you had to lead this program, everyone that's on it, everyone that's going to be on it in the future, and that's ever been on it. We thank you, Father. Glorify you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Miss Liddell, you're on. Did you press? You pressed one, so you're on now. Is that Miss Liddell 706?
Yes.
I'm sorry. You pressed one. You're on.
Yes.
You had something you wanted to say?
I just want to say that I've been blessed by the message, the prayers, and the remarks, and the song that the lady sung. I hadn't heard that song in a long time, and I just thank you for letting this day be the Senior Citizen Day, because, of course, you know I am a senior citizen, and I thank God for it, and hope that you continuously, y'all continuously do the good work and do what God commands for all of us to do in his name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ms. Liddell. I thank you for being on. Ms. Liddell live in Appling, Georgia. So I thank God. Is it cold there, Miss Liddell, today?
Not too much. We've been having some beautiful weather, but it's nice out there today.
Amen. Well, I thank God for you. We have people on from Ohio and Texas and Georgia and Louisiana.
Yes.
And
yes.
Oh, my goodness, all over Jacksonville, Florida.
Yes.
I just appreciate each one of you all for being on, Houston, Texas, and Ohio, as I said before. So I thank God. You know, we serve an awesome God, and he loves so much.
Yes.
He loves, even when one is lost, he'll go looking for us and bring us back. So so let's return love to him by our obedience, by doing what he instructs us to do daily. Repent before him every day, live righteous lives, holy lives before him. And, you know, a lot of times we try to live holy before each other. But when we live holy before God, we are living holy before each other. God said he made the eye, he see everything. He made the ear, he hear everything. He know our very thoughts before we think them. Many times I'm thinking something, I'm like, oh, forgive me, Lord. I cast that thought down in the name of Jesus. Uh-huh. We have to live righteous, holy lives before God.
Amen.
Don't know how to study the word. Pray to God and say, Lord, I need your help. I don't know how to study. I need you to help me study your word. What should I read today? What do you want me to read? Your word, you are the name. What you want me to read in your word today? He will help us. Pray to him. Intercede for his people. Obedience is the key. He is Rabboni. He's a great teacher. I'm telling you, I was going to church one time and I said, Lord, I don't understand what they're talking about, what they're teaching. You teach me. Don't you know when I opened up the word, he started teaching me? He see those things. He opened up my ears so that I could understand more of what he was saying to me. More of what more of what they're teaching in the word, in the word of God in the churches. I just couldn't understand, but he helped me. And he'll help you do the same. He knows it's a special person.
Yes, he
will. It's closing time on Bible Storyland. I look forward to hearing from each of you next week. Tell your friends, your neighbors, your family members to call in. Same number you called in today. I look forward to hearing from you January 4th.
January 14th is next Saturday, 8 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love each of you. I thank God for you coming on the air. We appreciate you. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And as you go out, spread the love of Jesus. Don't forget. He said, even as you do it unto the least of mine, you show it unto
do
me.
Do it unto me.
Yes. Well, I thank God for you. Have a blessed day. Love you. Everybody's hung up, so I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
God bless you. Talk to you soon.